Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord the big hand tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this auditorium tonight here at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you, Father. This is the day and this is the night that the Lord has made. Lord, as something has happened that we all feel is very prophetic, as that fourth blood moon has appeared now. Surely the coming of the Lord is drawing very, very near. Father, we thank you that we know in whom we have believed, and we're persuaded that he's able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. Father, we thank you. Let's just worship him a few moments tonight. Oh God, we worship you. Oh, we worship you in spirit and we worship you in truth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I said, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing the chorus, Only Believe, before we get into the Word of God tonight. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, just say it out loud. I believe, Lord. I believe. I'm a believer. I do believe. I do believe. Oh, believers receive. Oh, I do believe. I do believe. I do believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Good to be in the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Well, I shouldn't ask if you have your Bibles. You should have your Bibles. Amen. Because you can count on getting a message from God's Word. Turning in your Bibles tonight to the third division of Proverbs, third chapter of Proverbs, and we'll just start right off with looking at verse 5. Father, we just ask the blessed Holy Spirit of God right now, Lord, to let the words of our heart, our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, man is to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's to flavor and to be a mix. It's to be a vital part of everything we do, we think, we say. Lord, even as we rest, as we sleep, oh, that the word of God lives richly within us. Father, we live in a world that's full of words. Television's full of words. Radio's full of words. Newspapers are full of someone's words. But Father, tonight we major on the word that's going to last throughout eternity. The grass withers, the flower fadeth away, but the word of our God will stand forever. Praise God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I don't know how far we'll get into the third chapter of Proverbs tonight, but I was just awakened this past week. I was just awakened. Actually, it was Monday I was awakened, and in my spirit, it just kept, I mean, God deals with me this way. He just give me a seed thought, and then you pray it out, and you pray in the spirit, and you ask God for wisdom. And the thing that just kept rolling over in my heart, when you don't understand, and as I reflected on that, you know, that speaks to every one of us in this service tonight. There have been, there could be, there will be times when you actually say, I just don't understand. I don't understand him, or I don't understand her, or I don't understand my circumstances. I don't understand, seem like financially things, you know, there are things that we don't understand. There are times you have a pain or something happens in your body and you say, I don't understand that. Well, you know, there are so many things. there are so many things. You know, you drive on the freeway and you see the way some people drive and you say, I don't understand, Lord. My wife Joy was riding with Susan the other day. They were on out on Airport Freeway, and things move pretty quick out there. And someone behind them, they heard a loud roar, and they roared around them, went two cars up and came back in, then had to slow back down. And Joy very sweetly said, now that was brilliant. That was brilliant. Somebody wasted half a gallon of gas there just to change their location on the highway. Well, there are things that we don't understand. You know, in pastoring, my gracious, there are things you don't understand. Things you don't understand. And the thing that I call upon us tonight to think about, I was moving the car from the front of the house down to the garage level, and Brother Chuck Smith, I caught just a few moments of one of his broadcasts, and he got into some analogy of something that I thought that is really made me think, because he was talking about thinking, and he was saying this: it was much easier for the prophets and the men of old. And, you know, how many times do you see in the Word of God where someone heard the Word of God? And you think, I don't hear the Word of God 24/7. And they didn't either, but he said it was much easier then because, you know, when you went somewhere, you walked. Either that or you might have a turbo donkey. And so you ride that donkey where you're going, but, you know, traffic's not moving real swift, and there's no one challenging you along the way, all things being equal. But nowadays, the world in which we live, I'm going somewhere with my thought thinking, and it really sparked some of the things that I'm even saying here now as I remembered the Word of God that God had been speaking. You get up in the morning, and so many people, the first thing they do is turn on the television. Now, that's your business. That's none of mine. But I'm telling you, there's a quieter way to begin the day, unless it's Christian television, and then you still better. It depends on what time you're tuning in, because it's kind of like the Methodist and the Baptist church across the street from one another. One was singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown?" And the one across the street was singing, "No, not one, no, not one." That's an old song to some of you who don't remember that song. So you get up, you turn that on, or if you read the newspaper, or, you know, you get busy, the phone rings, and then you have a family, have people around you, then that needs attention. And then, oh my, and I'm running a few minutes late, so it's a hurry here, and you're thinking, now what all, even if you have your day planned, you're thinking, now, oh, I've got to get on my list here now and work the list. And then you get on the freeway, and think how your brain has to work. How fast are they coming? Your brain calculates how fast that car is coming, and should I not turn, or should I turn quicker? Really, what speed should I be traveling? What's safe, reasonable speed? And so there are constant decisions. And you go to work and someone says, hurry up, hurry up. And have you thought about this? And here's another thing. And here's something else. You see, there's always something vying for our attention. Or most of the time there is. I'll put it that way. Most of the time. And it's all right to live a responsible life. We're not recluses on a desert island. But what I'm saying, you know, it makes it a little more challenging to hear what God is saying because of so much that man is saying or man is doing or woman is doing. Do you follow what I'm saying? We don't have the slower pace. And, you know, I'm not go back to the old days. There's ways I don't. I know Joy's brother James, who's with the Lord now. He said all the problems of the world would be over if everybody rode a horse or pulled a wagon, you know, with a horse, you know. Go back to the horse and buggy. He loved the Western way of life. He loved the horses. He loved the calmer way of life. He loved that. But here's the challenge that we have tonight. When you don't understand, we all have things that we don't understand, and how we deal with what we don't understand determines, really, our frustration or our victory, our defeat, or what happens in our life. When you don't understand, and as I opened my Bible, I mean, I knew exactly where the Spirit of God was going. Lean not to thine own understanding. When you don't understand, lean not. Lean not first to your own understanding. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Praise God. So, as I looked at that, you know, God deals with me. I just glory if I can find a chapter or half a chapter, a given portion of God's word, and just milk it for all it's worth. Praise God. I mean, I want to hear what everybody said and between the lines and follow it and just really get the truth. And not all Scripture lends to that. Some Scripture, I mean, there's just, you're reading in the Old Testament, it's just, you're almost asleep sometime, and then bang, you know, You'll get one of those, call upon me and I will answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things. Things you wake up and you're, yes, Lord, yes. I mean, you find this oasis in the middle of what seems to be a desert, right? But as I began to read chapter 3, then I saw all the meat that was on the bone that surrounded trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. In all your ways acknowledge him. Kathy, come here just a moment. Come here, Kathy Ellis. I was just finished in the Word in a quiet time this morning, and Kathy's one of our precious caregivers that helps us, does a marvelous job helping us with Janet. Now, Kathy, we agreed on something. Was it last week, wasn't it, Kathy? As you know, Kathy came from Grenada, and so she's had to go through the whole process of being here and legally being here and then getting a driver's license and all the ID that goes with what you didn't have before. And so through technicalities with our blessed government, all of a sudden her driver's license would not be valid after the 18th for a given period of time until other certain papers came through. And I'll let her kind of fill in the story. And so she being very diligent, what she's going to say in the next few moments, I didn't warn her I was going to do this, but what she talks real fast, so you're going to have to really listen up now because Kathy gets excited. But I tell you, this girl prays and she loves God, and she was as diligent as that woman that kept coming to that unjust judge. Now, when you looked at the prospect, I can't legally drive until I get these papers, that kind of crimped your style, didn't it, Kathy? Yes. All right, now, tell us what happened, and then we'll get to the victory.
I went back to the, I had to go to the DPS, and I went back. When I went about four times, I said, no, I'm sorry, we can't do anything for you. I go back again. I said, I need to talk to somebody, you know, supervisor, somebody. And a lady, she led me to someone I can talk to, which I did, and she said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but we really can't do anything for you until this thing come through. I said, okay, God, Saturday morning, I got up around after 5. The Lord said, I want you to declare my word. He said, declare my word above every situation, whatever the situation is, declare my word. I was reading the word because I'm in Luke, I'm studying Luke right now, and I'm in Luke 5. And Monday night when I got home, I got a letter in the mail, a letter that had to come to me. But the letter came, and then I'm like, but God, I don't know how this thing is going to play out, because in the natural, there's no way it's going to happen. So I tried to figure it out. And I get into the Word, and it said, I'm reading Luke 5. It talks about Simon Peter. He said to launch out in the deep. And he said, but Lord, you know, I've toil here all night, nothing, you know, caught anything. He said, nevertheless, and on count on your word, I'm going to do it. When I got to that part, I'm like, this is my word. I'm like, this is my word. And I'm like, okay, God, you said, but I said, God, I've gone how many times already? He said, go back. I said, okay, I'm going to go back. I look at the letter. I said, I don't know how this one working out, but God, I trust you. I trust you're going to work it out for me. I went back Tuesday. I said, I'm going to go back Tuesday. I went Tuesday, got into the parking lot, and I'm like, I said, God, I wouldn't lie to you, but there is a little fear here. But I said, God, you have not given me a spirit of fear. He said, remember the word. Simon Peter, launch out in the deep. No matter how much time you went back, he said, you go. I said, okay, I'm going in the name of the Lord. I trust God. And I got into the office, to the DSP office, told the lady what I need, and they give me the ticket. You know it takes a long time before your number call in there. It wasn't honest. God is my witness. It was not even 5 minutes, my number call. And I look at it, and I'm like, is that my number? Yes, that's my number. And I went to the lady at the desk, and I gave her the documents and stuff. And she said, okay, she said, this will cost, this is the amount for this. You have a driver's license that will, you have it for a year until my stuff comes. She said, it's good for 2015, and you're good. I'm telling you, when I finished and I said, God is good, she said, yes, he is. And I said, yes, he is faithful. And another lady was looking at me. I said, yes, he is faithful. And I said, God, your word is true. You said, declare your word. No matter what the situation is, declare your word. Let me tell you, it's Friday was going to be the deadline for me. And I'm like, God, and this is a need. I need to get back and forth. God, I trust you. You're going to work it out. God is never late, and he's always on time. I left the DPS office, and I get out. Yes, I got out of the DPS office. I mean, I just saw the lady there outside, and I said, I didn't even ask her how she, I just said, has anyone ever told you how much God loves you and he has a wonderful plan for your life? And she said, no. I led her into the script, and she received the Lord Jesus as her Lord and Savior. I told her, I said, ma'am, I don't know what you're going through today, but I share my testimony with her. And I said, I don't know what you're going through, but I know God is able. And she just started to cry. She just started to cry there. And I went and I prayed with her. And I mean, she was so blessed. And I left there and I went to another man. Prayed with him, led him to the Lord. And the officer comes up and he said, sorry, ma'am, but you cannot, you know, give out. I was giving out the Easter extravaganza stuff. He said, I'm sorry. But I said, God, you had me there for these two people. I don't do my job. But I'm telling you, God is faithful.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Kathy. Is that good or is that good? That she just shared that the final PS there today. And you know, one of the big things on Kathy's mind was, if I can't drive my car legally, then that crimps my style, because she likes to come to church all the time. God, let that spirit prevail. She just couldn't see the fact that she was not, would not be able, and she'd find a way, but God found a way. And when you don't understand, see, she got a word. She had a license, but then there's a gap there, and you can't legally function with that. And she trusted in the Lord. Notice there's several scriptural principles there. She believed God when she didn't understand. Believed God when she didn't understand. And she went out four or five times to the driver's license place there. And there's usually a long line, and you have to wait through the line. And then they would say, there's nothing we can do for you. There's nothing we can do for you. All this has to come through Homeland, or, you know, I don't know what all that. But you see, but as the woman with the unjust judge, she just was persistent. She didn't quit. We're listening to scriptural principles in this testimony right here. This is the word of God in action. See, when you don't understand, you don't quit. When you don't understand, you don't quit. And you go to God. And so let's get on the checklist here, because I just said this is God's checklist when you don't understand. And let's go right to the Word of God. What do you do? What do you do when you don't understand? First of all, you trust in the Lord with all your heart. You don't trust in the circumstance. You don't trust, well, nothing good ever happens to me. If anything bad happens, you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you see. And then going right into the third chapter of Proverbs, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You forget not God's word. So many times we're so impacted by when we don't understand that we forget to remember how many times God has helped us when there was no help. Right? So we forget not God's word, or we remember the word that brought you out. It's all in the same expression that I'm saying. You forget not God's word. Because God's word promises that if we're doing the right thing, our faith is right, and so on, God brings us through. And you remember the word that brought you out. See, this is Israel's cardinal sin. They forgot to remember how God brought them out. They forgot to remember how that God brought them out of Egypt. They forgot to remember how that all the plagues came to Egypt. They forgot to remember how that the seas were parted. They forgot to remember when Pharaoh and all of his armies came after them, how that God fought for them, took the wheels off the chariots. Hallelujah. Forget not God's word. So when you don't understand, you trust in the Lord, you forget not, my son, forget not my law. That doesn't mean you're keeping the law to be born again. You Calvary people know better than that, all right? Thirdly, you keep God's word from your heart, not your head only. So many people, they quote from their head, but not from their heart. The only way the word works is when it comes from your heart. This is not just intellectual, although it will help your mind. But you see, you keep God's word from your heart, not from your head. It's a part of you. It just comes out of your heart. It's just a vital part of you. It comes out of your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. So it's not just a head thing. You guard God's word from your heart. Hallelujah. Now, we'll find this repeated about three times in the next several verses, but let's go ahead and hit it, and then we'll come back to it. And that is, seek God's wisdom in this matter. Seek God's wisdom in this person, or seek God's wisdom in what's happening. Seek God's wisdom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let thine heart keep my commandment for length of days and long life. Oh, my. But you seek wisdom. You seek wisdom. Wisdom just keeps popping up. And remember, you seek God's wisdom. It's the secret of success, victory, and length of days. God's wisdom is the secret of success, victory, and length of days. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. So you seek it and you live by it. We don't avoid the wisdom of man as long as it does not clash with the wisdom of God, right? Now, we're just moving on down through the Word of God. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. You live the balance of mercy and truth. Brother Pryor did a study on some things. There are things and people and circumstances that God says depart from. You say, well, I just love everybody. I just embrace everybody. Amen. Mercy and truth. It's the balance of mercy. We are people of mercy because we've received mercy. But it takes mercy as well as truth. It takes mercy as well as truth. And only God can teach you how to cleave or separate and find favor with God and man. Live the balance of mercy and truth. You don't show mercy to the devil. You don't show mercy to the demonic. You don't show mercy to the wrong thing. I mean, if the Bible doesn't tell you that to let the world make a punching bag out of you. And there's times you've got to stand up and say, no, that's not right. And do what's right. You've got to do what's right. Sometimes it happens with a companion. Sometimes it happens with children or grandchildren or people you work with. There's a time for truth. And then there's a time for mercy. And only God can show you the balance in that. I hear wheels turning tonight. Praise the Lord. And so God will show you the balance. When you don't understand, remember the balance of mercy, but also remember the balance of truth. Amen. Now we're going further. We find, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. Let it be part of the way you live. It's part of your values of life. Right? I mean, there's times I've had to take a strong stand with some people. There's times I've had, I've lost friends. I've had family misunderstandings. I've had things that I've dealt with that broke my heart. But I had to stand with truth. I had to stand with truth. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to be a legalist. I'm not going to be mean about it. But I'm going to stand for truth. Amen. I'm not going to give the devil his desires. Yeah. All right. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. If you balance this mercy and truth out, you'll find good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know, that's what we need to pray for, the elections that are coming up. I know we have, a couple of years plus. We need to pray that God's going to bring someone who has righteous values. And I know we think of politics, we think someone has to compromise everything. No. God has someone who knows the balance. Amen? God has someone, hallelujah, who has the balance of mercy and truth, and they can find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Joseph was one of those men. Joseph was one of those men. Daniel was one of those men. The Hebrew children were some of those men. You go through the Word of God. God has had people that could stand for truth. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a liar to be a good politician. It helps, but you don't have to be a liar to be a good politician. We need a strong dose of truth. An economic balance, and godly values in our land. Right? So shalt thou find favor and good understanding. If it's not in the, you say, well, you see, the problem is that many times people seek only the favor of man. No, you want favor and good understanding in the sight of God as well as man. Man has to vote, but God's already voted. You seek man or woman's vote, but God has already voted. It's called the Word of God. You want to know what God's voting record is? Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Hallelujah. And then we come right up on this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not. Don't lose your balance. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. All thy ways. You've heard this. This came to me years ago. And oh, it's been a blessing to me and to those that I've shared it with. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That word acknowledge is yada. And the word yada means to know him and to make him known. Know God for yourself and make him known to others. Know God for yourself and make him known unto others, and he shall direct thy paths. If God directs our paths are in a good direction. Hallelujah. You know, especially where I am right now, I'll say it real quick, so you won't throw some of your Bibles at me. But, you know, it's held me in good stead for years. You know, King James is not dead yet. Amen. And I'm not into the these and thous and the Elizabethan English. But you know what? This has been a good foundation, and then let others be commentaries unless they clash with this. But you get some of these other translations on the Holy Spirit, and they go, they're off the track. Or you get them on healing, or you get them on the supernatural, or you get in, especially into the word of faith, and they veer off course. Okay, that's, I'm not going to stay there long. Praise God. But you know, yes, I love to read what others have to say. But you know, thank God. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. It just doesn't get any better than that when God's directing your paths. Hallelujah. All right. Here we go. So, wait a minute. Yeah. All right. Yeah, all right. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise. Here's this wisdom thing again. The only wisdom that's going to prevail is God's wisdom. Not mine, not yours, but God's. Be not wise in thine own wisdom. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. Flee evil. There's only one. I mean, just that's what Joseph did. Got him in jail, but he got out again. Praise God. Flee evil. There in verse 7. Depart from evil. All right? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Health, good health. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at verse 9. When you don't understand, and all of these points go right back as far as I'm concerned to when you don't understand, check your money out. Honor the Lord with thy substance. So I don't understand. Well, it just does. Sometimes you think you've done something you haven't done. Sometimes you can theorize in your head, but sometimes it's good to go back and check the balances and the checkbook and just see what percentage we do honor God with. I mean, we live in an expensive world. Everywhere you turn, everybody wants your money. Everybody, you got that right. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So you honor God with, I mean, when you don't understand, check back and be sure that you're honoring God with your money. First, put God first in the tithe of that which comes through your hands. Amen. Put God first in the tithe of money. My mother used to say it so well. My mother was a good money manager. And she said, you give 10% to God and save 10% and you'll never die broke. Amen. Just give yourself some time and you'll be on top of the heap. Be sure you give 10% to God and put 10% back. Amen. Well, put God first in the tithe, the money that comes through your hands. When it comes to money first, before money is made. And there's where first fruits. A lot of people don't understand. First fruits is not tithe on what you've made. First fruits is by faith what I'm going to make. Hallelujah. Just like this precious couple over here. I mean, their car was totaled in an accident. And they got a better car, but it had a payment on it. Okay, we've all encountered that. But then they had the story Sunday. They got a new car, and it's paid for. How many know paid for is better than payments? Right? All right? But you see, they put God first. Put God first, and you'll have plenty. That's the word plenty is there. It's there. It's there. Praise God. First fruits of all thine increase. So, verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Speaks of prosperity. Oh, hallelujah. Now, verse 11 is one we'd rather, Brother Nichols, just go right on down the road. When we don't understand, just check up. Am I obeying God? How are we handling chastisement? Sometimes things that happen, God's not out to whip us, but how many know you make a bad drive, that's you, that's not God. All right, but the Word of God tells us, my son despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. God has a way of helping us change direction. And every once in a while, we need to change attitude direction. We need to change time direction. We need to change priorities. Correction. I'm doing some good ministry here tonight. I'm just giving you the word of God. So when you don't understand, check up on correction. Be quick to receive it and learn from that inner voice as well as the outer voice of the Lord. Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin said the person that God uses is easy to be entreated and quick to change. Easy to be entreated. I mean, someone that bristles every time you try to help them, you just finally back off and say, okay, God bless you. Be praying for you. Oh, Pastor, you see me doing anything I shouldn't be? You tell me, Pastor. Man, you do and you come back with three fingers less, I'm telling you. It's like trying to correct a Doberman when he's unhappy. Okay, we're moving on. That's not a shouting point. I can see that right now. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Despise not the chastening of the Lord, verse 11, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. I'm going to let God correct me. Well, you're not receiving much love then, are you? All right. Even as a father, I know my parents used to say, this hurts me more than it does you, son. I never understood that until I became a parent. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. All right, we better move on here. I hear some moanings and groanings in the spirit here. Praise the Lord. Now, here again, verse 13. When you don't understand, remember, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. It's time to seek some godly wisdom when you don't understand. It's obvious I don't understand, so I better seek the understanding of God, right? And the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. You know, folks, it just comes down to this. The most exotic, the most expensive, the most valuable thing in this universe is to get yourself some wisdom of God. Get yourself some wisdom of God. Wisdom is the principal thing. That makes no difference what I think about it, what you think about it in the final analysis. What does God think about it? Well, I just don't believe it. What does the Word say? I don't care. All right. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. I'll tell you, when you get on God's wavelength, do you ever try to get a radio station and you got it about halfway and there's just a bunch of static and you're trying to hear your favorite song or something and the station wasn't clear? You had just enough of the station to gripe you out, you know? All right. Get the station clear. Hear godly wisdom. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, and all the things that you can desire are not to be compared with her. Oh, I want to be a pastor that moves in the wisdom of God. I want to be a husband. I want to be a father, a grandfather. Oh, I want to move in the wisdom of God. His wisdom is proven. His wisdom works. He's been in business a long time. You better hope he's in business throughout eternity, because we're going to be with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you get a hold of this wisdom of God, well, I just don't understand. Well, maybe God's working out something to give you length of days. Verse 16. Is in her right hand and in her left hand riches and honor, wisdom. You know, somebody says, well, I want to live a few more years. You know, I want quality years. I don't want just longevity. I've asked God for some additional years because I feel there's additional opportunities and open doors that God has given. I mean, I'm not disillusioned about life. I mean, I get a little frustrated every once in a while, but I tell you, everywhere I look, I see open doors. Just need a little more money to do it. You know, I see so many more ways that we as a church can expand and do things, and that all of our ministries can expand. Length of days. But it's not just length of days, but in her left hand, riches and honor. Amen. Riches, honor, 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 honor. Honor is a beautiful thing. Honor is a beautiful thing. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. So when you don't understand, God's working out some things in your life. Some length of days, some riches, and some honor. He's working out things in your life in the ways of pleasantness. You can live a day but not enjoy it. A pleasant day is a lot better than a rough day. And all her paths are peace. And by the way, that word peace in verse 17 is shalom. As are most words, many words in the Old Testament. Shalom. Shalom. Whew. That's one of the most powerful words. When you go to Israel, I mean, they give you a wake-up call. They say, shalom. Shalom. Oh, my. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Glory to God. You know, you look around here, especially on Sunday morning, when you get a bunch of more happy believers in here, and this place begins to explode. There's a spirit of joy and happiness. It's not doom and gloom and misery and sad. Why are people jumping, and sometimes somebody runs, and they're happy. Remember those precious people from the Philippines? Happy, happy. Jesus, make me happy, happy. Woo, I'll never forget that. Happy. That's God's will for you. Happy. Not sad, happy. Praise God. Happy is everyone that returned them. And the Lord by wisdom. You say, well, how important is it to get God's wisdom? Well, by wisdom, God founded the earth for a start. Amen. He founded the earth, and by understanding, he established the heavens, the stars. Everybody's looking up at the fourth moon, blood moon, and it's God that put those stars up there. It's God that established the earth. It's God that established the stars. He knows the name of every star. Every star. And by his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. I mean, God's the one that originated all this rain process. Rain and snow come down, water the earth, and the process of all of that. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, my daughter, let them not depart from your eyes. Get your eyes back on Jesus. When you don't understand, get your eyes back on God. Peter, don't look at the water. Look at Jesus who said, come walk on the water. Refocus your vision. Remember who said you can walk on water. Don't look at the waves and the winds and boisterous. You go down. You got to refocus. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Church, this is a church night. God's speaking on. We're going to be real busy through the weekend, but God's showing us when we don't understand what to do. Hallelujah. I hit things all the time. I don't understand them or it or this situation. If I had my way, it'd be different. But in the meantime, I'm going to remember all of God's bountiful blessings. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. No fear here. No fear here. No fear here. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. That's a good word for some of us tonight. Be not afraid of sudden fear. That's the way fear comes, sudden, 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 suddenly. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. You don't have to, you say, oh, Brother Nicholas, this world's in terrible shape. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I tell you, God's not through with America yet. God's not through with America yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Think revival, not doom and gloom. Think revival. Think restoration. Hallelujah. Neither the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. Verse 26, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Hallelujah. Woo, man, I'm just knee deep in the word up here, and I'm higher than you are. So you're swimming in it out there. Praise God. So by his wisdom, we walk, we sleep. Our feet avoid deception. There's three things I'll just give you, and then I believe we've said what God wants us to say. Strive, go down to verse 30. Strive not. When you don't understand, don't get caught up in strife. Don't get into strife. And it also follows that with the next verse of scorn not. Strive not, scorn not. Those are two of the nastiest words in the Old Testament. Those are bad words. I remember years ago in Bible college, you hit those times in a church, and we hit that time in a Bible college. I was teaching far more regular than I haven't been able to be here in this particular time and season of the school. But there was some real division and strife. It got into that Bible college area, and I gave them a term theme on scorn and strife. And I'm telling you, they squeal like a pig under a gate. They said, this is a word. This is a word school. I said, yeah. This is a faith school. Yeah, yeah, it's all of that. What are you doing this scorn and strife? And you know, when the reports started coming in, they said, it's amazing. I got a lot of letters, said, Pastor, I don't know what happened. We just got caught up in a spirit of strife and scorn. Strife and scorn. It's so easy to do, even in a church, when God is working. You can get caught up, and we devour one another if we're not careful. Right in the midst of all God's doing, right in the midst of winning souls and everything else, I'm thrilled about what God's doing in our church, but what I'm talking about tonight is preventative. Just watch your spirit. Guard your spirit. Guard your spirit. Amen. I just refuse to get in strife with anybody. Refuse to scorn. You know, I remember I went to a minister's conference years ago, and this guy had the shaggiest looking mustache I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know, it was none of my business, but I was having a hard time receiving from the guy. I thought, you know, why didn't he just trim it at least? You know, I said, he looks like a mutt dog, you know. I just don't understand. And it was none of my business, you know, but I'm sitting there. Yah, say mine, yah. And boy, do you know that God used that man with that unusual appearance to bless me more than anyone else in that conference before it was over. And I had to repent. I did repent. Watch the thing that bugs you. It may be a test. This is a test. You know that ugly sound when tornadoes and ugly weathers? You know why the sound's ugly? To get your attention. I was going to try to make it, but I can't even duplicate that one. I mean, it's a like fingernails on a chalkboard, you know. But it gets your attention. Church, God's saying to all of us, let avoid strife. Avoid scorn. You don't know what someone else has been through. We just don't know. And so why don't we just go straight ahead? Straight on down the road. Hallelujah. Well, when you don't understand, giving you a few starters tonight anyway, when you don't understand, we all face times and things and people and circumstances that we don't understand. Believers, you can be full of the Holy Ghost, and you get your eye. My wife, I love her, but she's always, Bob, look at that. Bob, look at that. I said, honey, no. People have accidents taking their eyes off the road. And the other day I yielded. And I'm telling you, I just missed a car by inches. I said, honey, I love you, but I've got precious cargo in this. I can't look away. The way you drive safely is keep your eyes on the road. You got to keep your eyes on the prize, right? You got to go straight ahead. You can't be gazing off to the right and gazing off. Pam, you know. No. Oh, we straight ahead. straight ahead. Well, let's stand, let's praise God tonight. When you don't understand, you go to the Word of God. Hallelujah. You trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And you lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, you yada Him. You know Him and you make Him known. And He directs your paths. You know, going to the moon, I forget how many seconds, every so many seconds, you've got to readjust your course to get to the moon. And of course, airplanes flying overseas and flying those long rounds, they do the same thing. You hear them in the middle of the night, hear parts of the airplane changing, and sometimes you can feel just a little shift in that airplane. You know, folks, we're headed toward the prize. Amen. And if you're 1 or 2 or 3 degrees, God forbid 10 degrees off, you're not going to arrive at where you want to go. And so the Word of God is to keep us on course. The Word of God is to keep us in God's direction. And the sweetest people in the world, it's amazing how many people God has used for years and they get off track on some silly, nonsensical thing. Oh, God, help us to keep the main thing, the main thing. Father, help us to keep our eyes on the main thing tonight. Lord, if there's any readjustment of our course, show us. Lord, some of us, maybe we need an attitude change. Maybe we just need to get our eyes back on You and remember what it's all about. It's not about getting my way. It's not about what I think or what someone said or didn't say. It's what God has said. Father, we cry for the hidden wisdom of God. It's not hidden from us. It's hidden for us in the Word of God. Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. You know, I just wonder, Brother Pryor, won't you come and let's see if maybe somebody here that needs Jesus tonight. Then we'll be ready to close the service.
Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." No matter what sin you may have been involved in, no matter what you may have done, you can come to Jesus and He will accept you just like you are. He will cause you to be born again. He will recreate you. You will be accepted by God just as though you had never, ever sinned. If you're in this room and you'd say, "I need to come to Jesus right now. I've never come to Jesus just as I am." Or you might say, "I need to return to Jesus. I need to return to my first love. My heart has grown cold towards the things of God." Or you're not sure of your salvation. Or you need to be set free from a destructive habit. If you're in any of those four categories, just lift your hand right now and say, "Charlie, pray for me tonight." Lift your hand high and say, "Charlie, pray for me tonight. Thank you. I see that hand." Anyone else? Lift your hand high and say, "Charlie, pray for me." Thank you, Jesus. If you've raised your hand, come meet me right here. Meet me at this altar of prayer. Step out into the nearest aisle and come meet me right here. And let's pray a prayer and get right with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come right now. Come right now. Turn to the person on either side of you. Ask them if they need to be included in the prayer to get right with God tonight, and just walk the aisle with them. Just come walk right down the walk down the aisle with them right now. Amen. What a friend to bring someone to the cross of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else say, "I would like to join these down front"? Praise the Lord. No matter what you've done, No matter what you've been involved in, God loves you, He accepts you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, let's all pray this prayer out loud. You that have come forward and all of us in the congregation, say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Have mercy upon me. Set me free from destructive habits. Jesus Christ, I confess you are my Savior and my Lord. I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm on my way to heaven. And all my sins are forgiven right now. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing and answering my prayer. Now, let's all lift our hands and thank God for the amazing saving grace of God in our lives tonight. Thank you, oh God. What an awesome, awesome God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you that have come forward, here's what we want to do. We want to spend just a moment longer in prayer with you. We'd like to give you a free booklet that'll help you in your walk with God. If y'all would just turn and go up this middle aisle right here with this fine couple, David and Janet Giger. They're ordained ministers here at Calvary Cathedral International. Praise the Lord.
What if we just stand for just a brief moment here in the front area? We're just going to believe that God is going to work this weekend. Let's ask God and continue to believe for a harvest of souls. Everything we're doing spells souls, souls, souls. Everything we're reaching out to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just standing as one, requesting a harvest of souls. Throughout this weekend, and this week already, we have so many who have come to the Lord Jesus. They've prayed the sinner's prayer. Now, Father, I pray that you just keep us safe. We thank you for good weather. We thank you for good turnout. We thank you, Father, for all the people that have donated hams and Coca-Colas and, Lord, whatever. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessing that we can feed the multitude as Jesus did. And we say there's more than enough, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're just asking you for born-again lives and changed lives throughout this weekend now. Father, we thank you for it in the precious, precious name of Jesus. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Kathy, come here just a moment. I want you just to pray over each one. I mean, just pray a prayer. I mean, four or was it five times? They said, we cannot help you. We cannot help you. We cannot help you. We cannot help you. And the only hope of help was too late help. See what I mean? There was a deadline of the 18th, I believe it was, yeah. So, Kathy, would you just pray for anyone that may be facing a seemingly impossible situation? I mean, you've just experienced a very precious miracle that God's wrought on your behalf. Would you pray over us?
Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will never return unto us void, never. But that your word will go forth with might and with great